Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the enthusiasm showed by senior citizens for the Ayushman Vai Vandana card is very satisfying. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government will not leave any stone unturned for their better health and long life. The Prime Minister encouraged more senior citizens to take advantage of the facility. In October, the centre expanded Ayushman Bharat PMJAY to include all senior citizens aged 70 years and above to help them avail healthcare benefits. Chief Minister Nipuryo said the Hornbill Festival is a vibrant celebration of Nagaland's culture. As the 10-day-long festivity concluded yesterday, Mr. Ryo extended gratitude to all partners, guests and participants who helped make the 25th edition truly special. He expressed hope that the visitors would take a piece of Nagaland's culture and be its ambassadors. Students will be allowed to appear for any subject in Common University Entrance Test, UG, from 2025, irrespective of the subject studied in Class 12. UGC Chairperson M. Jagadesh Kumar told media that this will allow candidates to cross over the rigid disciplinary boundaries in higher education. CUET UG will only be conducted in computer-based test mode from next year. It will be conducted in 63 subjects instead of 37 from 2025 session. The UGC chairman said an expert panel set up by the commission conducted a review of the exam and proposed several changes. All CUET UG exam will have uniform duration of 60 minutes. The concept of optional questions in the exam has been done away with, and all questions will be compulsory now. Students will be able to appear for a maximum of 5 subjects from 2025, as against 6 previously. India has witnessed a substantial rise in female labour force participation rate, particularly in rural areas from 2017-18 to 2022-23. A research paper on female labour force participation rate stated that rural female LFPR surged from 24.6% to 41.5%, while in urban it rose modestly from 20.4% to 25.4% from 2017-18 to 2022-23. In rural areas, significant increases are seen in states like Jharkhand with 233% growth and Bihar with six-fold growth. Northeastern states have also showed remarkable growth. Among the northeastern states, there have been remarkable growth in rural areas, with Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh leading. Urban and Housing Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that urbanization has been increasing significantly and has reached 35% in the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, he said the government is expecting it to reach 40-50% in the coming years. Mr. Manohar Lal said that PM Awas Yojana 2.0 is a 5-year program and the goal is to build 1 crore houses in urban areas. He added that a small portion of 6-7% is allocated for the first phase, which amounts to around 7 lakh houses. The minister said the government will now sanction the first phase of houses without waiting for the demands, since it takes time to approve them. Minister said that 7 lakh houses are guaranteed for this year, and the work will begin once the formalities are completed. He added that the government will transfer the first installment of the funds when states will share the data with the centre. The Ministry of Rural Development has informed that a sum of over 1,869 crore rupees was released up to November this year as centres share under Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen to sustain the open defecation-free status of villages across the country. It set soak pits, waste stabilisation ponds and decentralised wastewater treatment system are built for the purpose. The ministry said over 56 lakh individual toilets, around 1.4 lakh schools and Anganwadi toilets and 64,000 community sanitary complexes have been built till now under MGNREGS. The One Nation, One Subscription scheme for providing equitable access to all scholarly research articles and journal publications will likely roll out at the start of next year. The government will pay a unified subscription charge to international publishers for access to their articles and journals, replacing the earlier setup where each institute individually paid for different subscriptions. The 6,000 crore rupees scheme will grant unrestricted access to research journals and articles to students, faculty and researchers at government academic institutions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.